We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's cool. Start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So, the question is.
And that is the premise for this very special edition of Don't Be That Guy. I know it was discussed yesterday here on the airwaves of The Score, but there's a reason. Women in the media, especially in the sports media circles, are so off-put by this. First of all, any time that there is an implication of an exchange of affection for result, you have crossed the line into sexual harassment. Let's just call that what that is. When you're asking to have affection in exchange for some sort of result in your job process, yeah, that's what that is. I don't know how they teach it everywhere else, but all of my yearly continuing education classes at my employer, that is the implication there. Additionally, the objectification of athletes, whether they are male or female, is not okay to me. The objectification of people is typically not okay to me at all. But in this blatant of a case, when this is the introductory press conference, and you think that you are going to put somebody in their place in that way, even if you thought that it was being nice in doing so or being complimentary, speaks a lot to how he feels about athletes in general. I always think to myself, we are here because of them. Our job is to ask questions and, yes, have a journalistic curiosity that can also be uniquely our own. But it's to get messages out to fans and people who consume their product. Without them, we don't have our jobs. And the disrespect there to me is just pretty outrageous, isn't it?
Yeah, and I've been going back over it. Let me ask you a question. If he did the gesture and then she said, oh, you like that? And he said, man, I think it's a really cool way for you to connect with people.
Right. Acknowledged her process.
Everything's fine, right?
Everything is fine. Or tell me more about that.
Right.
How does it? And
how did you develop that?
I'm not one of those people that says you shouldn't start a question with talk about or ask the question, how did that feel? I actually think that sometimes you do just want somebody to talk about something and you do just want to know how something felt. But when it came to this, start doing that to me and we'll get along just fine.
Yeah, that's like...
How did that not give everybody else some sort of shudder? And you did hear uncomfortable laughter. What made it way worse was the, quote, apology, end quote, where he clearly made it about himself, did not acknowledge her position at all, did not show any empathy. And that is when I want to remind you all this. Negative attention is still a reward to narcissists.
Our guy, David Haw, said this on the way out, and I think that he was right. And David's got a really good compass for, like, journalism, capital J. The idea that it would, the apology itself is monetized, that you did this apology, and it also allows for you to gain from it. What I would have wished would happen, and you know, apologies are, I'm big into apologies. Like, if it's sincere, it's part of the reason that I love Ted Lasso is because I feel like that show was a guide on what an apology is. An apology isn't, I'm sorry you were offended. An apology is, I did blank. I'm sorry that I did blank. I will try hard to not do blank ever again. And I think on the Ted Lasso show, they do a great job of this. What I wish Greg would have done is take some time. And I get that, like, you're being bombarded. You did something really creepy, and you're being bombarded by people online, so you feel like you have to respond immediately.
You use somebody, and you get to reap the benefits. But yes, you do probably have to actually acknowledge your behavior.
I'm okay with the acknowledgement as long as there is some reflection. And the reflection didn't feel...
The reflection had to do with his own.
It felt rushed. Like, take some time to kind of understand what it is that you did. Because he had to apologize twice. Because his first apology didn't work.
And the thing is, if you're listening to this show, and if you're a regular listener to this show, then you've probably either had empathy enough to hear somebody and cringe respectively in a scenario like this. Or you've heard people tell you about times where they felt objectified or had something creepy like that happen to them. Like, that's the thing. Like, on Twitch, I know the Twitch stream is filled with people who I find are very empathetic. Like, if you're listening to this show, you've either had that situation happen to you or somebody's probably told you about it because you get it. You know, you're a willing listener of this program. So I give us the benefit of the doubt there.
Could you imagine what the react would have been if roles were reversed?
That's it, man. Like, fired.
Right?
Fired.
Immediately.
I remember there was an interview done by a morning show reporter. I think it was a morning show reporter in St. Louis with David Freese after he... It was after the, unfortunate for me...
The World
great
Series.
Great for them, 2011 World Series. And... She was hitting on him, and at first it was like her just trying to be cute, and at the time I think it was more accepted, but it was uncomfortable. That's uncomfortable. I don't care who you are. And I said male or female. I say everyone, male, female, non-binary, like anybody in that position. I don't wanna exclude anybody there. There's objectification that goes on with all. And to me, when you have that implication of the affection in exchange for treatment, tell me how it's not that. But what I thought was very savvy were all the people replying with the copy and paste of the article because they didn't want to give
right
credit to the author at all.
Yeah, because I mean, that's, he's going to gain from that experience. And I was like, wow, like that is not right.
It
at
just
all.
Made me shudder.
It made anyone who's normal had a like, ooh.
I can't wait though to read the great Candace Buckner's Washington Post article about this, because not only does she illustrate this, but she also, I think, fairly calls out the discussion surrounding it in a way that is intelligent and hurt, because the summary is, my thoughts on Greg Doyle, righteous indignation and the insincerity of outrage. And I know she says that coming from not just an intellectual place, but one that's well-reasoned, and I would like to hear what she has to say. So I want to look forward to reading that. But either way, this is a friendly reminder that negative attention toward a narcissist is still a reward.
When we come back...
Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.